Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Experts have ruled out a rate cut when the Reserve Bank meets today. All signs are pointing to a rate pause, with the cash rate currently at 4.35%. While rate cities, Sally Tindall says the Wide Bay should not hold their breath for rate relief.
Put the prospect of cash rate cuts entirely out of your mind and do not put them anywhere into your budget, but it would be prudent to factor in at least one more rate hike.
Just three Wide Bay doctors are available to examine sexual assault victims after being trained to use the state government's new rape kits. 19 nurses are also trained, totaling 22 clinicians, just above the statewide average of 21. A boatie has spent nearly 10 hours waiting to be rescued off the coast of Gari after suffering a medical emergency. A man in his 40s made a distress call at around 9 p.m. last night, but challenging weather meant emergency services could not save him until around 6 a.m. this morning. Paramedics on board a water police boat brought the man back to shore in a stable condition. Kalola Recreation Area access fees will stay the same, but a cap on the number of visitors may be introduced. The state government is considering how to maintain sustainable visitor numbers at peak periods after a sustainability report found passes had increased by 29%. And Queensland researchers are trialling new tests in a bid to improve fertility outcomes for cattle. UQ Associate Professor Louis Prada-DeShova says this includes a new tail hair test to identify cows with better reproductive efficiency.
We hope to have a cost-benefit analysis done so we can demonstrate to the producers the benefit of investing in better nutrition of pregnant cows.